understand where you're at. We've talked about the growth or the comfort, the growth and the anxiety. We've talked about that learning, comfort, learning, anxiety. We've talked about that, but this is a deeper understanding of how do you actually know where you're at?
The challenge that you should be putting on yourself is completely predicated on the level of skills you're at, and it's a sliding scale, and it changes over time. Mm-hmm. What once was way outside our comfort zone is actually now easy in some arenas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 5 episodes a week, 4 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and I, and one world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode with the amazing Stephen Kotler, where we talked about the art of impossible.
So good.
Today, for episode number 633, mm-hmm. we are going to show you how far outside of your comfort zone you should be. Mm-hmm. So, this is what we got from Stephen Kotler. So he basically says, and this is a breakthrough for Alan and I, everybody has a certain comfort zone, and everybody should be outside of that comfort zone at a certain percentage. So the percentage he uses is 4%. And again, everybody's different, and it's hard to measure. But I think in the book, he used the example of, okay, if you're comfortable jumping 20 feet on a snowboard, add another 4% of that, right? What's 4% of 20? 2, 4, 6, 8 feet?
Yeah. No, that's way too much. Way too much.
I don't know. I don't know the math.
20 times 5 would be 100. 4% to 100.
It's 4.
Yeah. Probably like 3 feet.
Okay.
Something like that.
So add that, and that theoretically would take you out of your comfort zone into what basically is the learning zone, realistically. But he did so much research on this, and the breakthrough for Alan and I, go ahead.
It's 0.8 feet.
Perfect. We were close.
Less than a foot.
We were close. What did I say originally? I think I said eight.
Yeah, you said eight.
To move the decimal, we were close.
So,
Alan and I had this realization of 4% for Alan is way different than 4% for me. Mm-hmm. And if you're watching or listening, our goal is to make sure that we help you get to the next level. We can only do that to the degree that we know things, but also you have the level of self-awareness of figuring out, like, what is your actual comfort zone?
Right.
For Alan and I, speaking in front of an audience is way different than it was at the beginning. And it's like a sliding scale, really. So that's our goal on here, is to talk about that.
So in the book, he talks a lot about the skills challenge sweet spot and how you want to design your life around that. And really what that is the learning zone, if you think about it. Your comfort zone is where it's easy. You can do it simply. An anxiety zone is like you're way outside your comfort zone to the point where it's like overwhelming. And I remember I watched a TED talk on peak performance a while back, and there's a peak performance curve, and it's actually, it looks like an N. So like a lowercase n, it looks like a lowercase n. And the optimum performance is in the middle. In other words, you don't want to be too anxious, but you also don't want to be too relaxed. It needs to be the skills challenge sweet spot. So it completely, the challenge that you should be putting on yourself is completely predicated on the level of skills you're at, and it's a sliding scale, and it changes over time. Mm. What once was way outside our comfort zone is actually now easy in some arenas.
I think this is the only way you actually grow to the level that you want is, okay, think of it this way. When I first started speaking, I wasn't thinking of stadiums. If that was my thought of I have to get to the point where I can speak in front of 20,000 people, would I have ever started? No, because that's way outside. The skills gap is too big. Mm-hmm. The skills challenge gap is way too big.
Unless you believed you could get there.
Unless I had undying self-belief, yeah.
Right.
But, and I don't think most people are inherently, they have that.
When I talk about optimism on the macro, I do believe that I could speak in front of 60,000 people. And I did believe that at the beginning. But I didn't start there. And I didn't believe I could right then.
But your skills, the challenged skills gap for you is way different than mine.
For sure.
Which is, like, you have a Stephen Kotler where I think I have a more normal.
We should go into that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Steven Kotler mentioned this on the episode, and if you listened to it, you'll know this. But if you haven't, seriously, listen.
Yeah, he's one of the, in terms of the research, in terms of the years he spent mastering his craft, maybe the most masterful guest we've ever had.
And researching it. Steven Kotler is the type of person that Tom Brady would go to try to tweak how to get a little bit better. It's like unbelievable. And it, in my opinion, and I was thinking about this last night, that is the best episode I believe we've ever done. Personally, I think it's the most valuable episode we've ever done. I do. And there's some other close seconds. Dean would probably be a close second. But that said, he talked about how I'm probably the type of person who needs to actually chunk things down, because I'm trying to probably do things that are 40% outside my comfort zone and just like go big on everything. And you're probably someone who might need to increase the challenge in order to get to that 4%. But if you're out there right now, the key here is to understand where you're at. If you tend to think huge but not be very good at the day-to-day execution, you need to probably chunk down and have more clear goals. That's what he talks about. Clear daily goals, daily tasks.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest issues for our listeners that we've seen is not everybody has people in their corner trying to lift them to the next level. And even the people who are trying to help don't always know how.
That's why Kevin and I created Next Level Group Coaching. It's a 3-month program on teams of 10 with all people committed to achieving their goals. Click the link in the show notes for more information.
And we only take 10 people at a time, so make sure you get in quick.
If you're not very vision oriented, you probably need to stretch yourself a little bit and start maybe expanding what you do in a given day.
I think the important thing is, this is why it's so important to vary the advice you're getting. This is why when somebody reaches out and says, I want to be a speaker, the first thing I say is start speaking on your social media. Because in my mind, and this could be wrong, I think that's your 4%.
Yeah.
You're going from not speaking to speaking to your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the 4% after that? Maybe speaking on a live. What's the 4% after that? I think I inherently, subconsciously know that for most people, if they look at the top of the mountain, they won't start. Because I know I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I just had to know how to start a podcast. That was my only goal. Because that was 4% out of my comfort zone. So if you're watching this or listening, make sure that you're setting your goals, your expectations, your life up for that. Because most people aren't like Alan and Steven Kotler. Most people are more like me. The reason we did an episode on this... My God. The reason we did an episode on this is because Alan's standards have rubbed off onto me. So I probably have been in my anxiety zone way more than I realize. When Alan has been stretching himself and not realizing that that's not the way I learn. I think it's great, and I think it's probably elevated me quicker than it would have if I did it the other way. But now knowing this, we're obviously going to do things a little bit differently and make sure that we're staying in our zones. The only takeaway, the main takeaway for this, understand where you're at. We've talked about the growth, or the comfort, the growth, and the anxiety. We've talked about that, learning, comfort, learning, anxiety. We've talked about that, but this is a deeper understanding of how do you actually know where you're at?
Last question before we go. Do you believe that we've been optimizing this or
no, not I haven't been. I definitely haven't been.
So hindsight's 20/20. With this new understanding, what would we do differently? And what do you recommend the listeners do differently?
That I'd want us to do anything differently because of the progress. Brendan Burchard event, way more than 4%. That's why I was having anxiety attacks. That was like 50, 60, 70% outside of my comfort zone. Genuinely. Like, that was one of the harder things I've ever done.
Do you think that's why you didn't want to go? I actually think, and I know we have to go here, but I think that some people who are afraid of things, some of that fear is based on actual understanding.
Possibly.
Like, you were probably afraid to go to Brendan Burchard, probably because you knew on some level that it was way too much too soon. And it's like, yeah, you should still go, but what if there's like a smaller version of that or you know? I'm starting to understand that the way that I operate is not optimal for other people. It's so not optimal for other people. And Kevin and I had coached someone together one time, and this person was telling me one side of the story, that she was killing it and doing all these amazing things, and then telling Kevin behind the scenes that like she was struggling and drinking and all this stuff. And we'll keep it anonymous, but I was giving advice to like push yourself and challenge yourself and like get after it. Like, this is par for the course. Like, you're going to be fine. And Kevin was like, dude, she's like really having a harder time than you realize. I think that I have a misunderstanding maybe of what other people, what's best for other people, because I'm only used to what's best and what's worked for me. So I'm going to try to do a better job as well, finding someone else's learning zone. Because I do think that maybe I do give people opportunities that are way outside of their, it's way more than 4%. I mean, even Amy doing a link, you know, a live in Next Level Nation at the beginning was way outside of 4%. And maybe that caused some trauma. I don't know. I gotta contemplate
this. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. And that's why it's like, I want you to fear Chase, but I don't want you to get on stage tomorrow. I want you to get on your phone tomorrow or whatever your 4% is. I'm always thinking, will this, what is the benefit versus the possible detriment? Always.
Right. Because if they get on stage tomorrow, they might
never get on stage again.
Never get on stage again. Whereas because, with me, I would never do that.
Right.
Yeah.
My first,
interesting.
My like this is, I joke about this and we do have to go because we'll stay here all day and Alan's got a call in 8 minutes. My first speech had 50 people. My second speech was at the 11th floor of a hotel overlooking Florida with Evan Carmichael. Like, that was my second time ever speaking in front of a group of people. In retrospect, I think it's helped me because now I'm,
because you survived.
But what
and
was the trauma?
Stayed,
what was the trauma?
Panic attacks.
Right? Like,
yeah.
So take our mistakes and our non-mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. Take our experience and our examples for yourself and figure out what is just enough outside of my comfort zone where it's not anxiety. This genuinely is the learning zone. This is finding your own learning zone.
Last thing. In the gym, you need to lift enough weight to push yourself,
right,
but not enough weight to get injured. And I think unintentionally we got Kevin injured mentally, emotionally, and spiritually at times.
Many times.
And now we understand why. So,
well, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. We love you. We appreciate you. We have to go here. For our next episode, we are going to show you how to level up your wealth. So it's going to be a live meetup Monday, live in Next Level Nation, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the last 20 minutes, we will have a live Q&A. So bring your questions when it comes to leveling up your wealth. We love you. We appreciate you. And as always, we do not have fans. We have family.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.